Now it's time for our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer is worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Luke has 2, Paula has 3, and Alonzo has 3.
All right, Luke, you're in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when they begin your first question. Fill in the blank. On Wednesday, the White House announced its support for waiving the patent protection for blank.
The vaccines.
Right. This week, the Israeli opposition leader was given a chance to form a coalition government after blank failed to do so.
Benjamin Netanyahu?
Yes. On Tuesday, the Department of Justice sent a letter detailing their concerns over an election audit in blank.
Arizona.
Right. After receiving over $200,000 in COVID relief money, a town in Japan spent it on blank.
A giant squid statue.
Exactly. And why not? On Wednesday, an oversight board upheld Facebook's ban of blank.
DJT.
Exactly. According to a new study, the U.S. blank rate fell by 4% in 2020.
Birth.
Yes, birth rate. This week, a boy in Minneapolis was declared safe and also the envy of all his friends after he blanked at the airport.
Got to fly the plane.
No, better. Rode the luggage conveyor belt. According to airport security, the 9-year-old and his family were placing their luggage on the belt when the boy decided that he also wanted to be misplaced somewhere between Minneapolis and Atlanta and dove in after it. He was found after a little while when he was taken home by another family who picked him up off their conveyor belt because he looked exactly like their kid. And who checks the tags these days? Every child has wanted to do this, and I know because I want to do it.
Yeah, child? How about 45-year-old dude named me? I feel like on the other side of that like plastic curtain,
yeah,
it's like the inside of Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. There's
right.
A chocolate world river. There's like a rainbow
made of skittle.
It's a world
of pure imagination. Exactly.
Totally.
And they're just keeping it from us.
Yes.
I don't know how much traveling you guys have done during the pandemic, but I'm going to tell you, the luggage carousel is the one place there was no COVID. Like, people just completely forgot about it when they got to the luggage carousel. There'll be no social distancing. There'll be no, I'm grabbing my luggage. It was fascinating to watch.
It is true that for some reason at the luggage carousel, there seems to be a general belief that the last person to retrieve their luggage from the carousel will be killed. And
yeah,
so
absolutely.
You have to do
absolutely.
Everything you possibly can not to be that person. It can get vicious. Bill, how did Luke do in our quiz?
Well, he had 6 right, 12 more points. He now has 14. That gives him the lead.
All right. Let's arbitrarily say that Alonzo is up next. Fill in the blank. On Tuesday, President Biden announced a new goal to blank 70% of adults by the 4th of July.
Vaccinate.
Yes. On Thursday, the governor of Florida signed a bill heavily restricting blank rights in the state.
Voting rights.
Yes. According to a new CDC report, deaths from blank are likely to fall sharply by late July.
COVID.
Yes. After trying to raise the money to buy the Colorado Rockies baseball team, a Denver-based brewery closed their fundraiser while short of their $1 billion goal. By just blank.
$1,000?
No, by $999,993,870. On Thursday,
that's
the
almost
Texas,
the same thing.
Almost. On Thursday, the Texas Senate passed a bill to allow people to carry blanks without a license.
Guns?
Right. This week, a man in California had the chance to witness a stunning flock of 800 birds when they blanked.
Attacked him?
No, when they flew into his house. More than 800 migrating birds decided as a flock to enter the chimney of Patrick Belville's home. According to experts, this kind of bird likes to roost in trees and caves, and that's what they thought his chimney was. But they decided to stay in the home after seeing the tastefully appointed Spanish Revival-style living room.
I'm going to go to the judges on that and say that if 800 birds come into your house, that qualifies as an attack.
No, they were very nice.
No one ever had 800 friendly birds come down their chimney.
No, like that classic Hitchcock film, The Friendly Birds,
exactly.
Where the birds
exactly.
descend on a town and fix everything for people.
Bill, how did Alonzo do in our quiz?
He had 4 right for 8 more points. He now has 11, but Luke still has the lead with 14.
All right, and how many then does Paula need to win?
6 to win.
All right, Paula, here we go. For the game, on Wednesday, Republican Senator Joni Ernst voiced her support for embattled GOP leader blank.
Cheney.
Yes, Liz Cheney. On Tuesday, officials announced that blank had surpassed 20 million coronavirus cases.
India.
Right. This week, a federal judge struck down a nationwide freeze on blanks.
Evictions.
Right. On Monday, a member of the Wisconsin National Guard was charged for participating in the riot at the blank.
At the Capitol.
Right. Last weekend, emergency responders in Pennsylvania were able to rescue a man after a tree fell and trapped him in blank.
Porta potty.
Yes. After the Secretary of Labor said that their workers should be classified as employees, rideshare app Blank's stock fell sharply.
Uber?
Yes. On Wednesday, private space company Blank successfully landed their Starship prototype rocket.
SpaceX.
Yes. While the Ohio State Legislature considered a distracted driving law, one representative blanked.
Drove distractedly.
Yes, I'll give it to you. He actually joined a legislative meeting while driving. The representative, Andrew Brenner, tried to hide what he was doing with a fake digital background of a living room behind him. But astute political observers noticed that he seemed to be wearing a seatbelt while in his living room. When he was busted, he insisted that he had been parked for most of the meeting. But those same astute political observers also noticed trees in the sky whipping past the windows of his living room. Bill, I think Paula did really well. Did she do well enough to win?
Look at Paula. She had 8 right for 16 more points. So that with 19, she is this week and maybe one of the overall champions. Congratulations.
You were in fact perfect.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
Perfect score.